WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're in the bye week around here, and I've just decided to have fun this week. I've invited a whole bunch of old friends on, new friends on. A lot of the serious stuff, I'm sticking to next week because I'm going to get back on the beat when the Ravens are going back to playing the Vikings. And when they told me this week, John Martin said, you know, I'm not going to come on the show every week. Some week, got some heavy stuff about, you know, different licenses in gaming and sports gaming. And some weeks, we're just going to have fun. And he said, we're going to put Roz on the show. And I said, whoa, hold on. If Roz is going to – Roz is my oldest friend at the Maryland Lottery. And I can't believe we've had this partnership almost 2 months now. And it's taken 2 months to get you on the show. I hear you're under the weather. How are you doing, Roz?
I think I'm suffering from a little bit of a cold, but I'm going to push through it. It's all my husband's fault.
All right. Well, as long as we're COVID free, you know, every time you get a sniffles now, you got to make sure you got to pass the test and stuff. I haven't been around the Ravens lately, but they test me. You know, I'm tier two in the media department there. But I've been watching football, and you've been at the lottery so long. And I don't want to say how long has it been, but when I first started working with the lottery, it was the turn of the century, right? I remember we used to give the scratch-off tickets away out of the barn, and we had a relationship with the Maryland Lottery, and they would say, that you got to go out to Roslyn Lane. You got to go out to Reisterstown Road. You got to meet her. You got to sign special forms because the state's involved. We're going to give tickets away. So people love the tickets, by the way. They line up at the barn, and we give the scratch-offs away. We get five. So sometimes you get a $20-$30 winner on certain nights, but it was part of our Ravens and our Monday night. And 20 years later, you're still there. I'm still here and I'm still getting scratch off tickets. How about that?
Yeah, huh? I was about to say, if you're not getting them for your promotions and stuff, we still do that.
I know. I know.
For our partners, you can still give
me
away.
3 weeks.
Like you said, players love out scratch offs.
Took me 3 weeks to get all the nifty Maryland Lottery cool stuff. I got like a gold plated drink, and I also got this, and I got to get one that fits. I got to adjust it, but I've got a lottery mask now. So
isn't that so cool?
I'm fully swollen. Well, you have it behind you there, and I've toured the offices, and I came over to the offices, and my back was a mess. Everybody prayed for me, and the next day I wound up getting needles in my spine. It was crazy.
And how are you with that?
You know what? I'm back on the beat, and I'm glad you asked me this because I had to postpone two of my Maryland Crab Cake tours presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I've also got another cup to do that with. So I had to move my shows, and I have like, it's been serendipity in some ways. I learned some stuff about my spine. I'm taking better care of myself. I needed some PT and some stuff. So I'm back on. So we're at Silver Spring Mining this week, presented by the Maryland Lottery. That's in White Marsh. Next week, we're going to be at Fells Point. I don't want to let the lid off on that. I'm still finishing that, but that's going to happen at Fells Point. Then on the 12th, we're going back to the OTB up at Nick's Grandstand where I had to postpone. So I'm going to be there on the 12th. And then we're with the mayor. Brandon Scott is going to be joining us for a crab cake. At Coco, you ever had the Coco's crab cake?
Yes, Coco's Pub down on Harford Road.
Yes, you had their crab cake.
I've had their crab. Now I haven't been there in a few years.
I've had it once, and I know it was
when I was there, it was the most awesome crab cake. Kudos.
17th of the month. Well, here's what happened. This is how it all went. Roz Lane is here. She's from the Maryland Lottery. It says here, public affairs specialist in communications. Just my friend. You were my original friend at the lottery, so I'm blessed to have you on today. The whole thing happened. I had the mayor, who was then the city council president, at Fadley's. And I'm wearing my Costa shirts. I'm giving everybody love. By the way, Fadley's was featured this morning with Al Roker on the Today Show, the entire Divine family. So much love to them down at Lexington Market. We're going to be there on the 10th. Celebrating the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. So I'm getting the crab cakes. So I'm at Fadley's and I'm with Brandon, and Brandon keeps going on about how much he loves the Coco's crab cake. And I'm like, Fadley's is my, you know, you don't stand in Fadley's and talk about it. Now I'm wearing a Costas and I can talk about Fadley's because we're all family here. So what I decided to do was do the Maryland Crab Cake Tour and figure we'll take the crab cakes everywhere. And the Maryland Lottery sponsoring it among some others and some friends of ours at NST. And what I do now is every week I get people together and we eat crab cakes and we talk about fixing the world. So, and sports, I still do, you know me as a sports guy, right?
Yes, that's what I know you. You used to talk to my husband years ago.
How's your help? Besides sick and getting you sick.
Yeah, he's, I don't know if you remember him, but Gregory Lane from Northeast.
Greg from Northeast. See, everybody had a name like that. They had a first, I don't know last name. I know first name and I know neighborhood or right. whatever your alias was. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I was just Nestor, a nasty Nestor on the radio. I didn't really have mm-hmm. from Dundalk and I can't fake that. But so Greg from Northeast is your husband? I didn't know that.
Yes, that's yeah.
Well, tell him I stopped taking phone calls.
On radio all the time. He doesn't do that much anymore. Though.
Well, tell him I stopped taking phone calls, and it wasn't because of guys like him. He's the guys okay. I remember. There were some mm-hmm. other people that used to call that, you know, Prince Albert, a can, you better let him out. You know, the people with the 7-second mm-hmm. delay and all that. But I appreciate the lottery relationship. And more than anything, you're always fun. It's like every year you guys have this big soiree. I got invited every year and sometimes yeah. I got some nice tacos out of it. Sometimes I got a mask and I won tickets to a Meriwether concert one. You guys were always giving away stuff.
See, that's
and
what the
fun.
Lottery is. You know, it's fun entertainment thing. And it's fun. We want people to play for the fun of it all.
Well, how did you get involved? Were you like an intern or something? You've been there 21 years. And when I went over, I looked for you. You weren't there that day. Some mm-hmm. had children, family, colds, husband, Greg from Northeast, the whole deal. You weren't there. And I kept asking for you. And there's a Buddy Rugo who Buddy used to do my show 20 years ago, came in the studio. He was always on Rouse. Buddy was synonymous. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he was your first boss, right? At the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, when I started at the lottery in 2000, Buddy Rugal was the director of the agency. And yeah, we became very good friends. And yeah,
well, there's a real lottery in there.
Yes,
I didn't know that.
We have the Winner's Lounge, and we dedicated the Winner's Lounge to Buddy because he was the epitome of the Maryland lottery. You know,
I've had so much fun, not just talking to John, but I had Doug on last week, and mm-hmm. I have Carol, I have a bunch of people. But the amazing part for me, I'm radio, right? So I would give a prize to Greg from Northeast, win a couple of tickets to a game or an event or a movie or lottery scratchers, whatever it would be. And I could, you know, people would come to the station when I was on the air. Greg from Northeast would, hey, I'm passing through. I won tickets. I won a T-shirt. I had to stop and pick it up. And people would be excited about that. Or they'd take a picture with me or they stop and say hello or I'd put them on the air. Or, you know, would a Greg from Northeast come on in?
Your local celebrity.
Fine, but I'm not giving them $2.6 million that they won. You know what I mean? So when I was over at your place, you have like this christening area that's a lounge where people come and celebrate because they won too much money to go over to like King Liquors and just cash their ticket and get $100, right? This is like for big winners. And you've been privy to that for like 21 years, right? Like literally, you've watched every millionaire, every really, really lucky person walk in and even anonymous ones. And see how they take to that. That's kind of a neat
all
job.
All of our big winners, right? Normally $20,000 and up, they have to come here to claim. And they come into the winner's lounge and we greet them. There's a whole team of us. And we greet the winners, the big winners when they come in and we talk to them and hear their story, hear about how they won. And a lot of them have interesting stories. Some of them have won before, which is always amazing. So
see, I told John this too. No offense. I mean, I'm lottery sponsored. I let myself play. If my wife ever hits 120 million, I don't know why I would go buy another ticket. You know what I mean? Once you win big, I guess maybe it's the juice of winning. Hey, Tom Brady won 6 Super Bowls, right? One wasn't enough, I guess. But I would think that once you win big, but if you play, you play. And it's, I don't think anybody absolutely plays to win, but I can't begin to tell you how many segments that I used to do 20 years ago with you, where when the jackpot would get to be 100 million, it would be a topic. We'd sit around and say, all right, so you win, you pay your taxes. What's really the first thing you're really, really going to do with the money? And you've had 20 years of your life where every person that's ever won comes in and you get to like hear something that they're, and I bet you've heard the most amazing stories when people win.
Well,
right?
You know, what's interesting is that because you mentioned like back in the day, we were going and we talk about 100 million. That's not big anymore. You know, for players. Like, it's not even news anymore.
See, because my wife will only play the big ones when it's 100
or more. 700 million and 800 million, you know, it gets up there now. Much, much larger.
I can't dream that big. You know what I mean? I'm from Dundalk. All I want is, you know, my next meal and some comfort, a little money to make. Roz Lane is here. She gives money away. Not really, but she works for the Maryland Lottery. She's a public affairs specialist. And sitting in for John this week, and I guess more than anything, I'm going to get some scratch-offs. We're going to have a crab cake and do that. But this week's an interesting news piece because I get your emails from the live. I've got them before you. I was sponsored. And every time I see one of these big tickets, you guys literally go on a public relations search using people like me to say, hey, buddy, you won $2.6 million. Come in and claim your ticket.
Yeah,
time's running out, right?
Check your tickets. I mean, we would just hope that people don't buy the tickets and throw them away or misplace them. And it's possible they don't even know that it's a winner because they misplaced the tickets. But, you know, check your tickets. When you buy them, check them. Check them right away. But with the Fast Play ticket, the $2.6 million Diamond Play Fast Play ticket, you just look at the ticket and, you know, with Fast Play, you just look at it and you know automatically that it's a winner.
But hold on. I tell John this all the time. All right, so I play Fast Play, boom, boom. You've won $2.6 million.
It's right there. Yeah. And with the Progressive jackpot, the jackpot for that minute is posted right on the ticket.
So you know you've won.
And it increases with sales of the ticket. So
and this person bought it at the Liquor Emporium. Is that correct?
Yes. The Pulaski Liquor Emporium. And it's $2.6 million.
And okay. So
it's
this
a fast
happened
play
this week.
Diamond Mine ticket. And all they have to do is look at the ticket to know it's a winner. It's no scratching. It's no checking the numbers like the jackpot, Mega Millions, or Powerball.
They have to call you to claim it, right?
Say that again?
They have to call you to claim it.
Yes, they have to. Well, they don't have to call. They can just come.
They have to come and claim their money.
They have to come up here and claim it, yes.
So what happens when somebody does that? They show up and they've got like – give me the best story that you've ever heard. That somebody comes in, some really old, broken down person, somebody that needed something really badly, like something that made you cry. Did you still cry when people come in and win? Do they cry?
Now, we have winners that cry. I've never personally cried for winners, but we've definitely had winners that come in and then have, you know, cried because they've gone through, you know, something. They've been sick. They have medical bills. And, you know, this came right in time for them to take care of that. So we do have stories like that that are heartwarming, you know, and, you know, it's just this luck of the draw. And they were able to win this huge lottery amount and change their lives.
Well, it's at least, but, we
or at least they have a little, but at least they have a little nest egg. You
well,
know?
I mean, 2.6 million. I mean, again, like my wife, it has to be, say one and something behind it, 100 million, Powerball, Mega Million. And I always laugh at her a little bit. I try buying them like, it's only 72 million. I mean, like I could get by on that. And then you say 2.6 million. I mean, it's a huge number. There was a $10 million unclaimed, and they only have like 6 months, right? About 6 months.
Right. 182 days from the drawing date. With that, the $10 million ticket that you're talking about is the Powerball new addition to that game. It's called Double Play. And so that's an additional drawing that takes place. So you buy a ticket, you have your Powerball numbers, and then you have the Powerball drawing. And then shortly after that, that ticket is good for the second drawing if you pay an additional dollar for it. And then there's a second drawing now that just started, and it's called Double Play, and it has a $10 million. So if your numbers hit, if all your numbers hit, you win that $10 million prize. And yes, we had the first one since this has been started with Powerball. We had the very first Double Play winner. The very first one.
And that person hasn't come forward yet, right?
And they have not come forward yet. They purchased a ticket at the Exxon in White Flint. And that I believe the drawing was September 27th.
Yeah, I was going to say it was about a month ago. We started talking about it. And you have 6 months. And I asked, like,
you have
would
6 months
they not
from
know?
That date.
Roz, I'm old school. I remember buying. I tell the story all the time. The one time I won the lottery in my life, I won. I boxed 936 at East Point Liquors. I won money that I used to buy my first ever Bruce Springsteen ticket on the Tunnel of Love tour in Philadelphia. It's true. And when I bought the ticket, I knew if I won, I was going to win $80. Literally, it was an $80 prize. And I said, that will get me in. And it was $40 for the ticket. I wound up sitting on the roof. I'll never forget it. And I still tell the story all these years later. But when you play, whatever you play, you're thinking, if I win, there's something that's going to be done with the money. And that's different to me than betting like on a horse, because I've won a million races and cashed a $50 ticket, $100. You don't think, what am I going to do with $50 or $100? You're just there to have a good time. Yeah. I love the track, all of that, right? But I think when you're playing a big jackpot and you're thinking altering money, whether it would be add an addition to the house, buy a car, that kind of stuff, stuff that you're not thinking about if you're playing blackjack or just betting on a football game or something like that. But real money, I think you always have some sort of dream for that. I know every time my wife buys $20 worth of tickets, and she does every time it's $100 million, we always like joke around, like, and we've been married 18 years. So the things we would have done with the money in 2004, completely different than what we do. I think a lot
you've grown,
of it,
you've matured, you want different things out of life now.
I would still waste it on beaches, frivolous things, but what's frivolous now is different than what used to be frivolous.
I mean, you definitely, you know, you hear people say, oh, I'm going to use it towards a vacation, or we're going to buy a new home. You hear that, or a car. You hear that with the bigger amounts, even with some of the smaller amounts that people win, you know, they're going to make, you know, improvements to their home. But the main thing that people say is they're going to pay their bills.
Fair enough. That's the first thing I would do. Yes.
People have bills and they want to clear up all their debt. And, you know, when you win a big lottery amount, you're able to do that. And that's just awesome to be.
Roz Lane has been my friend for 2 decades. She's at the Maryland Lottery. She's a public affairs specialist, communications. I knew you as like the enthusiastic person that meets people at the front door, because like whenever I would come over, I would see you and I'd have to see you. And then I went over a couple weeks ago and you weren't there. So I felt like, and they're like, we're going to put her on the show. And I'm like, even better. That way I get to visit. Mm-hmm. And you know, the old days I was radio, so I couldn't even look at you, see you smile, hear your cold and all that stuff. Well, tell Greg from Northeast that next time we're doing a lottery segment, I'll have him on. He can come in and be a part of it if he wants to be old school, since he was a caller. And tell him that I said hello. And I do remember Greg from Northeast. Now that you tell me your husband was a caller, I'm embarrassed. Yeah, I'm starting to, I'm blushing a little bit, right?
I will tell him. I will definitely
tell him. I'm still scratching off with the Raven scratch-offs, and we're still trying to win the lottery, even though I'm promoting the lottery.
Yeah. And those Raven scratch-offs, you know, awesome. We still have those out there. There's the second chance component with those. With the second, we have the $2 ticket and the $5 ticket. And the second chance, you go to MD, Maryland Lottery Rewards, and you enter the tickets. And then, you know, we have season tickets we're giving away for 2022. That we're drawing for finalists to win season tickets for 20 years.
About getting on the plane and going to Detroit and seeing Justin Tucker kick a 66-yard field goal.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, you have those fantasy excursions with fans, stuff that people can't buy, literally.
Yeah. So it's just one of a kind experiences. So with the Ravens ticket, and it's just awesome to be able to, with the away game, you know, you get to ride on the plane and all of those fun things.
I saw the video of the guy having fun with Justin Tucker. That was great. So it was a couple weeks ago. Hey, I got my mask out, Maryland Lottery. I will be masked and unmasked over the next month. We're going to be at Silver Spring Mining Company in Perry Hall this week. My dear friend, Gary Risling. I met him back when he wore the black and gold of the Baltimore Skipjacks back in the 80s. Gary's owned Silver Spring for a long, long time. David Marks, councilman's going to be joining us in Perry Hall. I'm going to have some other visitors this week. We're back in Fells Point next week, and we're back finally at Nick's Grandstand Grill. That's in Timonium, and the OTB, our good friends up there, Tommy. We're going to enjoy a crab cake up there on Friday the 12th. And then we're with the mayor on the 17th, which is a Wednesday. We're at Fadley's on the 10th. So I have to make a couple of these right. I had to cancel a couple, but I'm up right now and I'm feeling good. Roz, I'm going to come out and get some scratch offs from you, and we're going to bring some of these scratch offs with us on Fridays, we're going to let everybody play. All right. That sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah. We'll definitely get some scratch outs for you.
Well, I appreciate all the swag, the gold plated lottery stuff here. So I have the good stuff now, and it's great to visit with you. And I'm glad that I've made the connection.
It was so nice to chat with you, Nestor.
Well, Greg from Northeast, being your husband, old school listeners, nothing better than that. So give him my best.
He's diehard Ravens. Diehard Ravens.
Aren't we all, right? I mean, this is when they lose like that, and we got to wait a week and a half for them to play again. And that's why I'm kind of like having fun with you right now. Yeah. I'll deal with the Vikings next week. We'll deal with them. All right.
Great. Okay.
Roz Lane joining us here for the Maryland Lottery on behalf of John Martin, Carol. Doug came on last week. Yeah. We got a lot of friends. We're going to be out doing things with the lottery on Fridays and some Wednesdays. And my 30th anniversary is December 13th. I'm trying to work something up with our friends over at the Beaumont and our friends at State Fair over in Catonsville. I'm wearing my Costas shirt today. I'm going to be celebrating 30 years with them as well. So a lot of our friends, a lot of our sponsors already support the lottery and have been involved with the lottery for a long, long time. So big appreciation. Even back in the days with the barn, we played the Keno in the basement at the barn back in the day, and the numbers up. So big appreciation.
Keno's huge. Keno's another huge.
I remember when it came. I had to explain what it was. I remember having Buddy Rugo in my studio at the Towson Sheridan on WLG in the mid '90s, explaining what Keno was. And then I went to Vegas and I saw it. And then I understood it better. So, right. I mean, that's why John comes on. He's trying to explain the sports gaming and gambling and licensing, which that's what we're here to do. And we're letting ourselves play as well. So, and I'll be doing that on Friday. Awesome. Keep the masks. Keep me safe. Roz Lane here from the Maryland Lottery. I'm Nestor. Luke is in Owings Mills for all things practice. You can see all of his tips and all the bye week stuff that's going on. Well, we've had some NFL news. I'm going to have Andrew Brandt on next week. Still doing plenty of sports around here and certainly doing some politics as well. Did a really good piece with Senator Kathy Klausmeier this week on opioid addiction and rally and helping people. So make sure you're checking all that out. It's all out at WNST and at BaltimorePositive.com. I am Nestor. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Snapchat and anywhere Greg from Northeast may call me at 481-1570 in the old days. We are WNST. AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.